Imagine walking along a beach at sunset, feasting your eyes on this magnificent golden orb disappearing on the horizon while taking in the sounds of gently crashing ocean waves. Now, imagine the same walk on the beach without vision and without hearing. This is the future awaiting Rebecca Alexander, and she's openly sharing her journey to deafness and blindness so all of us can learn from it. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
There is no cure, and there is no stopping it at this point.
Rebecca Alexander knows all too well the harsh realities of her condition, a rare genetic mutation called Usher syndrome type 3. When she was first diagnosed many years ago,
I thought to myself, I'd rather die than go deaf and blind.
But today at 35, with a cochlear implant and only a sliver of sight, Alexander has found peace by accepting her inevitable loss of vision and hearing.
I focus on the things that I can control and the things that I can do to live my life to the best of my ability.
And live she does, working as a psychotherapist, teaching spin classes, and competing in extreme sports. But don't talk to her about bucket lists.
I genuinely do the things that I want to do, and I don't think about, oh, I need to do this before I go blind and deaf.
In hopes of conveying the many lessons that she's learning, Alexander recently published Not Fade Away, a memoir of senses lost and found.
It's really about how much we are so capable of doing and how much life we have in us.
To learn more about how Rebecca Alexander is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.